Hey, this is Chris Brown, and this episode is brought to you by Vanderblumen, the search group who helps churches and ministries build great teams through their innovative pastor search and church staffing process. Visit westaffthechurch.com to learn more.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm not sure how you found us today, but I'm glad you are listening in. Today, we have a really special show planned, and I know it'll bless you. I want to start us off with a verse out of Hebrews that will serve as our springboard for our time together. But first, I want to pray for us. God, we come to you right now. We're asking for you to speak to us in a powerful way. God, we recognize that you're the Almighty God. God, we give this day to you, but we're asking for you to speak to us. We are wanting to live this life your way and for your glory. And so make it obvious to us how we can change our perspective, change our thoughts, change our behavior, and ultimately give you more glory. God, we're asking for you to convict our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, Hebrews 13:7 says, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." There's folks in our lives who inspire us, and maybe you know it or you don't know it. You don't know you're doing it, but you're imitating somebody's faith. I pray that it's somebody who is taking your faith to the next level, not deterring your faith in the wrong direction. But there are people who are leading us in this life, and we're imitating their faith. There's someone who has been leading me in the area of stewardship. There's somebody who's been leading me in the area of gratitude, in the area of perspective. And not from right here from Nashville, but from across the globe, through the internet, through videos, a man named Nick Vujicic. Let me tell you about Nick. Nick was born in 1982 in Melbourne, Australia. And I probably messed up Melbourne. And without any medical explanation or warning, Nick was born without any arms and any legs. So you may be saying, oh my goodness, so success, community, purpose, it was all over from the start, wasn't it? Well, if you're not familiar with Nick's ministry, now, years later, Nick travels around the world sharing his story with literally millions of people. Today, Nick is a dynamic evangelist. He's accomplished more than most people achieve in a lifetime. He's also an author, a musician, an actor. He's got hobbies like fishing, painting, no arms and legs, folks, swimming. And in 2007, Nick made the long journey from Australia to Southern California, where he's also the president of the international nonprofit ministry Life Without Limbs. I'm not sure where you're at today, but I love this quote by Nick. "It's a lie to think you're not good enough. It's a lie to think you're not worth anything." And today, we, as a True Stewardship community, get to speak with Nick. He's right here in the studio with me, and we are so pumped that you stopped by.
I'm so honored to be here. Thank you, Chris, for having me. I really appreciate it.
I know that those listening in today are going to be blessed in a powerful way. So right now, you're here, you're in Nashville. What's the latest with your ministry?
We are really, really excited to be finally embracing the power of technology. Not just social media and bringing more content coming up around the corner, but actually trying to simulcast into hundreds of churches at a time. I'm now a husband and father of two, a 3.5-year-old and a 1-year-old, and it's been an amazing 4.5 years of marriage, and I love my wife so much, and I just want to reach 7 billion people without having to travel the world much more. That's all I want. Every time we get up and I share my testimony about how Jesus has changed my life, the average percent is 10% of the room move forward to engage in a relationship. And so we've moved away from stadiums to churches because we want churches to be empowered, members to understand they're evangelists, and the church then gets to get a better chance of follow-up if the people found Jesus in a church building, because everyone's got that fear of walking through the doors of the church. So that's where we're going. Very, very exciting. So praise God.
It's just so wild to even be talking to you about such large-scale ministry when you don't have any arms. You don't have any legs.
What?
I mean, you're like, what? Seriously? I think I just blew Nick away. I mean, he had no idea. What?
Yeah, it's God. It's all by His grace. It's got nothing to do with me, mm-hmm. and it's His plan. Wow. He had a plan. He had a good plan.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
I know firsthand the passion the Vander Blumen Search Group has for helping churches and faith-based organizations find their key staff, since they actually connected Ramsey Solutions with me. If your church is looking for its pastor or any key staff member, reach out to Vander Blumen at westaffthechurch.com. They're the leading search firm for churches and faith-based organizations of all sizes and can help find the right candidates that fit your church's unique needs. Find out more at westaffthechurch.com. Well, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and today we're talking with Nick Vujicic. Obviously, this show is all about stewardship, and you are stewarding your past in such a powerful way. Let's just go back to the beginning. Let's go back to, I think your parents have done a really good job at recapping what they experienced. Obviously, you don't remember that day in the hospital, but they've recapped that for you and what they were experiencing. Let us know about how that went down.
First of all, let me honor my parents, Boris and Dushka Vujicic. In fact, I'm very thankful that I told my dad 3 or 4 years, you got to write a book about how you raised me up. Raising the Perfectly Imperfect Child is the book now. And unfortunately, right after the draft was finalized, the manuscript, he found out he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And I look at my mom and my dad, and I'm just so thankful that book's there to remain as a legacy. He taught me a lot, and we'll get into that later. He taught me about real estate investment, pushed me into financial planning, and stock trading. I used to trade for him. And so I just want, first of all, say my parents are my heroes. They're the reason, by the grace of God, how basically they raised me up to be someone that does not believe the lies of the world, to say that God loves me, that I'm special, and to admit that they didn't know all the answers, but to walk by faith. And it was difficult for me going to school. They fought to get me into the mainstream school system. It was against the law that a disabled child would go to a mainstream school. I was one of the first. And so by the grace of God, I had a couple good friends, and it was though still difficult with bullying, with taunting sometimes. And then the bigger questions, who am I? Why am I here? Man, I wish I had arms and legs, because if I had arms and legs, then everything would be okay. And I always ask people 2 questions, who are you and what do you want? Because if you don't know the truth of those 2 questions, you might be on a wrong path to actually getting what you want and thinking you know who you are, but then finding out you don't, and you put your temporary highs in the top priority of your life and you get it and it doesn't fulfill you. So for me, I went through depression, not thinking I'd ever get a job, not thinking I'd ever get married, never thinking I thought I had anything good to look forward to, and just being a burden to my parents. At age 10, I attempted suicide, trying to drown myself in my bathtub, because how can I ever have anything good to look forward to? How can God be a loving God when I prayed for arms and legs and arms and legs does not come? What kind of God is that? Where is He? So I went through that depression, and the first turning point, believe it or not, talking about gratitude, was the first turning point for me. I was playing soccer. I love soccer so much. And I was on the field, and this ball was coming for me from my friend, and I was really nervous because I know it was coming really, really quickly. My knees were shaking, my palms were sweaty, and I jumped up in the air and did a slow motion, sort of like a Matrix karate kick. I bent my foot backwards, sprained it so bad, couldn't walk for 3 weeks. I'm in bed for 3 weeks. And I'm thinking, man, this is how it feels to be disabled. And I'm like, I got a choice, either to be angry for what I don't have or be thankful for what I do have. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of saying, you know what, Nick, you should give yourself a little bit more of a chance.
Mm, so good.
And God, really. I mean, I didn't believe in God till I was 15.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand what the future held. But when I read in John chapter 9, a man was born blind. No one knew why he was born that way. Jesus said it was done so that the works of God would be revealed through him. And that's when I realized I don't need to know God's plan. I just got to believe that he has one and take that step of faith. And then at age 17, the janitor at my high school, he came up to me and he said, you're going to be a speaker. And I said, you're crazy. And he said, speak at this group, this Christian group at public school. I said, no way. He twisted my arm. I said, yes. And in front of 6 or 7 students, I spoke for about 5 or 10 minutes. People were crying. And from then on, it was being invited to youth groups and churches. And then at 19, during my double degree in accounting and financial planning degree, I got up in front of a crowd of 300 sophomores. One girl cried. Couldn't stop crying. She came up. She hugged me. She said, no one's ever told me that they love me. No one's ever told me that I'm beautiful the way that I am. And when I looked her in her eyes, I saw that she received hope. Hope is everything. I can't take it out of my pocket, put it in your pocket. You can't buy it. You can't just get it. But when you find it and you find real hope, you have everything. Cancer or not, arms and legs or not, rich or poor, sick or healthy, when you have God, you have hope. And when you have hope, you have everything.
Mm, so powerful. Lots of folks who are listening in, they have these bouts with whether they're going to go through the day or go through the week or go through the month as a victim or a victor. What would you say to those folks?
I think we all have ups and downs. You know, just because you have a strong faith doesn't mean you don't still go through the ups and downs of life, fear, uncertainty, and even sometimes depression. I actually went through a personal financial crisis December 2010 that ripened in January 2011. And it was hard. But when you go through different depths of valleys, that's when faith, family, and friends kick in, where they pray for you when you yourself cannot pray. And then you remind yourself of the promises of God. Philippians 4:13, for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as you look back in the last 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 5 years of your life, look at how faithful God has been. Remind yourself of the faithfulness of God. But definitely when you wake up in the morning, if you don't do your 15 minutes of devotion time with God, you can easily go to that victim mindset. And when you do have that mindset, it does affect your whole day. And if you don't change it, your entire life.
You've had people tell you throughout your life that you can do something or you can't do something. Most of the time, it's can't do something. What would you say to those folks who are hearing that either from other people or themselves?
Look, if it's God's destiny for your life, nothing can stop you except you. No one else. No circumstances. If God's ordained it, he's gonna move every obstacle out of the way except you. And so we have to be willing and stepping out in faith and holding on to what we believe God has for us. Now, like you said, there are people that we're influenced by their faith, by their walk. It's very hard sometimes to be positive when you're surrounded by negative people. Now, not to say get rid of every negative person in your life, but make sure you find role models and people that you look up to, read their books, listen to their podcasts like you. I'm sure people do that for you. Look up to you in what you're teaching them and guiding them in. But continue to feed your mind and heart with good things, with God things, and God will direct your path. But through trusting the Lord with all your heart, that's difficult sometimes. But when you have something in your heart and you feel it's from God, just like it was for me to be financially independent, I'm not there exactly where I want to be yet at this age, but when I was a teenager, I started expanding my financial literacy with books and all these things. Because my dad always said, Nick, you have no arms and legs, but you can start a business, and you can do real estate, and you can do stockbroking, and you can do many things. And that's why I'm so thankful that my parents were so optimistic. They never really told me, you can't do this, you can't do that. They told me what I can do. And that instilled such a foundation of optimism and challenge. So when a barrier comes to me, it's not an obstacle, it's an opportunity. And so that's what I think we've got to correct in our own mind. Don't focus on the can'ts, focus on the cans.
So good.
And you got to be your best friend, not your worst enemy.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
This whole idea of stewardship is that we are called to manage everything that God has given us His way and for His glory. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty." I know we all have great intentions for how we manage our money, but without a plan, it's way too easy to end up 20 years down the road with no money left for retirement. And as retirement expert Chris Hogan says, I want you to think of your budget as a GPS. It tells you just how much you need to be saving and spending and giving each month as you move towards your retirement dream. He explains exactly how to define your retirement dream and what you need to do to get there in his best-selling book, Retire Inspired. And right now at stewardship.com, you can get his book, ebook, an audiobook, and Dave Ramsey's Cash Flow Planning MP3 for just $18.99. That's right, you can get a retirement plan bundle for just $18.99 today only at stewardship.com by clicking on store. Well, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and today we're talking with Nick Vujicic, a man who has inspired us for years, an evangelist. We're talking about things that people have told you you can't do. You had mentioned that you're married, which is so stinking awesome. There had to have been times where you told yourself you're not going to get married. Talk us about how your family's doing and how everything's going.
You know, by the grace of God, we're doing really well. My boys are beautiful. My wife's amazing. The most incredible woman I'll ever meet in my life. She supports me in everything we do, and just trying to figure out ways to spend more time with each other, yet still more impact more lives. And every time she sees people come to Jesus, she cries. And that's what I love. So we share that passion of trying to reach the world. But we love each other. We're a great testament to God's grace, if you will. And we can't take any credit for it. We give all the glory to God. We're just thankful that, we've got a lot of exciting things in front of us. And I'm just excited to still see my dad around, and he's beaten all the odds, according to doctors. And so we're seeing the grace of God upon our family. We're loving life. And I used to be worried about, how I'm going to hold my wife's hand. Well, I don't need to hold her hand. I just need to hold her heart. And you don't need hands to do that. How am I going to hug my kids when they're crying? Well, when Kiyoshi cries, he puts his arms around daddy. Mm-hmm. And so you got to understand that sometimes you don't get the miracle.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm never going to promise anybody that whatever your heart says, your mind says is going to happen is not going to. I can't promise that. But what I can promise is if you trust in God, His best plan will unfold, whether it's rich or poor, whether you die of old age or a car crash or a plane crash or stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
Even the people that Jesus physically healed laying on His hands, they still went 6 feet under. Why? Because our treasures are not here. Our joy is not here. It is in heaven. So the best way that we could ever be a good steward is telling someone about God, sharing about how He changed your life, because that's the greatest investment at all, because that investment lasts forever. And the legacy that you put into your family in telling them that God loves them, God has a plan. Present your request to God, but let the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So when a limbless man prays as an 8-year-old, God, give me arms and legs. When you don't get a miracle, you can still be a miracle for someone else. And at 24 years old, I met a limbless child, 19-month-old Daniel Martinez. What do you think I want? Arms and legs? Financial freedom, if you will? No. I want one day that I'm in heaven above all, to be on my own two legs with my two new arms and hear my name. Hey, Nick! And it'll be Daniel Martinez running to me with his new legs, hugging me with his new arms and saying, thank you for helping me believe that this place called heaven was real. And so I want everyone to know that that's our focus. Fix our eyes on Jesus, do your best, and God will do the rest.
How important do you think it has been for you to cope with the original disappointment of not having all of your extremities, that you're others focused instead of focusing in on yourself.
I mean, even for my parents, they were mourning about the son that they did not have, the dreams, the aspirations, and then choked with fear and depression and just the bigger questions of life. And so for me, when you're faced with those kind of things, you take one day at a time. Don't look too far ahead because it's too overwhelming. I think if God told us and unfolded us in an hour exactly the depths of the depths that's ahead for the next 60 years of Nick's life, I think I would die of shock.
Yeah, exactly right.
But God gives you enough and always sufficient grace to get through one day at a time. And it's not about going from a valley to a mountain. It's about walking with Jesus through the valleys and the mountains. That's the difference. So that's something that God taught me at a young age, in my teens, saying it's not about coming to a place where everything's now okay, because you'll never get there until you get to heaven. You know, 13-year-olds are stressed, 17-year-olds are stressed, yeah. Got to get to college. College students are stressed, got to find a job. Single people are stressed, got to get married.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? If you ain't happy single, you ain't going to be happy married. Can you hear an amen?
Yeah, so
a lot of people in their cars, amen. But it's not about coming to a place where everything's okay, because not everything will be okay ever.
Yeah.
Until we get to heaven. But in the meantime, God, He carries you, and He'll pull you through anything.
You had mentioned that if 60 years, if you knew what was going to happen over the next 60 years, that it would be overwhelming to you. Now you have children. And did you ever have any concern medically that they would be challenged or have any kind of things like that?
No, I mean, it wasn't genetic or anything like that, but it was very inspiring when my parents, my dad never thought I'd get married.
Uh-huh.
And when they met Kanae, my wife, she's half Japanese, half Mexican, Japsican. when they met Kanae, they asked her, why do you love Nick? Do you understand, you know, this and this and this and the ministry, and your children may have, you know, no arms and legs.
Right.
It could be a possibility. This itself is totally remote. You multiply that now by a million.
That would happen twice in the same family.
But she said, even if all five of our kids have no arms and legs, at least they have a good example to look up to, their dad. And so that was, you know, that's inspiring. And so, we weren't so worried about that because true love does exist. In fact, me and my wife, we wrote a book called Love Without Limits. It's our latest book. And check that out online for anyone who, you know, whether you're married, whether you're divorced or single, or even widowed, in any circumstance in family, we try to cover as much of to never give up on God, to never give up on you, and to never give up on love.
Yeah, folks, as you're listening in and you're hearing Nick talk about a few resources here and there, just know we will be making sure that we have a link to each one of those resources right there at stewardship.com, so make sure you check those out. You mentioned your latest book. I've been to your website. Your website is absolutely incredible. It's very inspiring. Outside of your website, and also include your website, what are the best ways for people to stay connected with you? You're very involved on social media.
The way that God has asked me to be a good steward of the ministry is actually dividing. I have a nonprofit called Life Without Limbs. So if you go to lifewithoutlimbs.org, facebook.com/hope, LWL Hope, that you'll see on social media of me basically just sharing more faith-based things. My name on Facebook, you'll see it. And then we also have Attitude is Altitude, which is a motivational speaking platform to get into the marketplace and sort of get into places where you're normally not allowed to say the J word, and I kind of do. So check out lifewithoutlimbs.org for the evangelical ministry, and then attitudesaltitude.com. For the motivational speaking side. We also have a speaking bureau and agency. So it's something that, in me trying to slow down, still impacting people. I love everyone who's listening, and I know God has a plan for them. And I'm just so thankful that these seeds of faith that have been planted in this little short time that we've had together, may God bless all your listeners and everything you say and do it with all your heart, and and in love. Do everything in integrity, because how you live is way more important than what you did while you were alive. Yes. It's how you lived that matters most.
Well, thank you so much, Nick. We really appreciate your time and your energy. And just, I mean, you're probably only here for a day or something, and you stopped by, and we really, really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. I'm glad for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of you, and God bless you, and thank you for your prayers.
Well, folks, I hope you are encouraged. We have heard all about perspective. We've heard about gratitude. We've heard about determination, perseverance, and really a faithful steward, a faithful stewardship. I encourage you all to stay connected with Nick's ministry. We have provided the stewardship.com, all the links for Nick's website, social media, all the resources. And just a reminder, if you have any stewardship questions, any comments, testimonies, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, feel free to call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And a reminder, if you want a blueprint for retirement success, don't forget to pick up the retirement plan bundle for just $18.99 today. Go to stewardship.com and click on store. Folks, we pray you're encouraged. God bless.